ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
प्रपद्यन्ते मायां वेतां करन्ति ते। The divine energy of mind consisting of the greatness and skill of nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Prabhupada writes here, no one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. If you take material history, that means if you have a plot of consciousness versus time, some materialistic people think that the consciousness arises at a particular point of time. It is not so. The soul is eternal and imperishable. Like sometimes the scientists, by analysis of the 24 elements, they come to the conclusion that everything has arisen from the 24 elements. Like Prabhupada gives the example of a goat. Sometimes the goat has a neck which is hanging, and some ignorant people think that this is the part of the goat which produces milk, but it cannot produce any milk. Similarly, the scientists think that the 24 elements are the reason for the generation of the life. So according to them, life is generated at a particular point of time by some combination of matter. Just like how do you call this popla? If you take a popla and some cards and a stick, individually you cannot do anything with them. But if you combine them and put them together, you can produce an instrument which will produce sound. So accordingly, they say that if the missing elements are combined together, then they can produce life. This is a foolish argument. So Srila Prabhupada used to always argue, if combination of material elements can produce life, then tell me chemicals, combine them, and why don't they produce life? We don't see life coming from chemicals, rather we find the living body producing chemicals. Only the reverse is so. Like if a tree is dead, even administering any amount of chemicals to the tree, or giving an injection for the tree, will not revive the tree. It's not possible. On the contrary, when the tree is alive, it produces so many chemicals. It is true for a living human body also. When you are living, you produce so many chemicals. But by combination of chemicals, you cannot produce life. So, this is one thing in the here the statement, if you can understand, that life is not produced at a certain date in material history. The soul is eternal. So even if you accept the statement that the soul is eternal, we have come to this world, the question comes, when did we come to this world? At what time? Millions and millions and millions of years ago. No one can trace out the history of this becoming condition. Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
Anadi karma phale paribhavanavabhale karibharanage kirupai.
He is saying, anadi karma phale, owing to my unlimited creative activities, paribhavanavabhale, I am fallen into this ocean of material existence. Taribara Nagachi Upai. I don't know how to escape from this ocean of material existence. So this material existence is sometimes compared to ocean, because if even the best of the swimmers is thrown into the ocean, he may flap for some time, swim for some time, but he will just tire over a period of time. Even the most expert swimmer. Because if you find water in all different directions, you don't know where does it end. Similarly, if there is a heavy current in a river, sometimes the current is so heavy that even a huge animal, if it jumps into the river, it will be toppled, rolled and taken to the ocean. In the same way, this material world is said to be a very high current. This material world is a very heavy current. What does it actually mean? What is the meaning of this current or this ocean of material existence? Why have Acharyas used these names to signify this material world? The material world offers us bodies one after another. We all have seen millions of bodies till now. And every time we take on a body, we have to do the same activities. Eating, sleeping, producing children, and descending. In every one of these bodies. And every body is possessing the stomach, which is so small, but it demands a lot. You cannot give food one day for the entire lifespan. So it makes one work very hard. Nayan dogo dogo bhajan dogo kastan. Kaman arvate buddha bhajan. Animals are made to work very hard for earning their daily food. And even as humans, to a degree to which one is not surrendered to God, that means one has to materially be active. So the three modes are there, and they are making a person very, very active, apparently active. But this person is inviting lot of trouble to himself by his own action in the wrong direction. So the material existence not only offers you a body, which is like a factory, which is constantly having some kind of problem. If you close your ears, you close your ears and see how long you feel. You're able to hear some sound. There's a factory going on inside. So even having a body means breathing all the time. There are so many processes going on inside this body. So having a body itself is a miserable thing. Having a material body itself is a horrible thing. Because if you are running a factory, can a factory run peacefully? If you want to run a factory, you need money, you need man, you need machine, you need so many things to run a factory. Similarly, this body also is a factory. For running this, we need so many resources. You have to keep on putting water, food and so many things. And it goes various and goes different part of the body. In order to earn your food, you have to work very hard. And then one has to clear all the things that are gone to your stomach. Sometimes it doesn't clear, you get constipation, or you get fever, you get this problem, that problem, so many complications. You get fracture in the body, you get pain in the body, you get a headache, or you get cancer. So, we cannot separate these things. You separate a fracture, then you get ulcer. You separate ulcer, you get a cancer. To settle the cancer, you get a brain tumor. So the material world is like that. The body has some duties or the other always. Once the body ages over a period of time, you get old. And one day it's going to perish. So there is always a threat for one's life. You don't know when will you die. Anytime anything can happen. Padam, padam, jati padam. That is the nature of this material world. So because of which the soul is not peaceful, like the other lives, in America, the cars are going so fast. So inside the car, the condition itself is always in anxiety. What is going to happen next? Is there going to be an accident? Because one car stops and all the other cars are hit. And they will topple and there will be a big accident. So in this way, at every point of time, there is fear in the material world. Everyone is full of fear. Nobody is free from anxiety. And just like this hen picking the garbage, you know, when the hen is taking the garbage, eating something, it is a big voice that you see in the south. Again, see the pipe. Big voice, you have seen that? It can't just eat peacefully. Always fear is that somebody will come and catch my neck. Cat will come and eat me. So, in this way, the living entity in this world is always in anxiety. These are all the troubles that we are facing in this world. We have fear for existence, we have old age, we have disease. We have death, awaiting us. And even when living, one is not able to live a peaceful life because of the demands made by the body. Unfortunately, the mind and the body, they demand things which are not to be demanded. Manasastani indriyani, sabirdastani karshati. Karshati means it's a struggle, it's a big fight. So the senses and mind are always craving for some kind of enjoyment. The eyes are craving for pleasurable sights, the ears are craving for pleasurable sounds, the nose is craving for smells, and the tongue is craving for enjoyable, delicious sensations, the skin is craving for touch. So all the senses are pointing in different directions, and most often it is found that they demand the unattainable. But I am caught up in the grip of these dreamers. That a person who is advancing in spiritual understanding can easily understand. How do you mean everyone in this world is suffering under the grip of dreamers of material nature? Heti Ishatantriyam Urudamni Baddha. Ishatantriyam, it is said. These kind of three ropes are actually arranged by Lord himself. Tantriyam means the ropes. Urudamni. Urudamni means very powerful card. There is a certain steel card. There is a certain strong card you can't escape it. If you are bound with that. Urudamni Baddha. The bands are bound by those ropes. They cannot do anything. The person in mode of passion, person mode of ignorance, they all act according to their nature. This is a person in mode of goodness. Person acts according to his nature. And they are reborn again and again, repeatedly. So just as the current takes the person very fastly in its direction, similarly the two modes are carrying us very fastly. People are finding it very difficult to come out of their modes. We all know inherently, we are also born in some modes. How difficult it is to overcome the habits that have arisen from our modes. Very, very difficult. Anadi karma phale. Because of many, many lifetimes in the past, we have accumulated so much spiritual activity. And the results are now coming. That's why I have fallen into this ocean of nations, Krishna. Haribara Nadu Kripa. I don't know how to actually swim across this ocean. It's a vast ocean. Even Shankara told like this. Pranavati jananam, pranavati maranam, pranavati janani, katare sayanam, yekamsare, bhagaduskare, kutayapare, pahadunagare. So the bhagaduskare, bhagaduskare, the samsara is very miserable and very painful and very difficult to overcome. So the material world offers us many varieties of opportunities for enjoying, but actually you will not get enjoyment. When you try to enjoy, you only suffer more and more. It's like a game which one cannot start playing, but one will never win. It's like that. You keep on playing again and again and again with a repeated hope against hope that you will win one day and emerge victorious. But neither do you win, nor can you stop playing. You only are getting more and more tired of playing. You never win, and also you never stop playing. This is a kind of material game. Sense gratification is like that. If you don't do it, you feel the hankering. If you do it, you feel burnt up. And there are many examples of given the acharyas. There is a beautiful goddess in a song. In that song he is saying, my dear Lord, I am such a big fool that I planted a seed and I watered it very carefully, day after day, month after month, year after year. And then I found the seed sprouted into a plant and then into a tree. And then when I obtained the fruits, I understood that these fruits are all poisonous fruits. And when I consumed those fruits, I only terribly suffered. Not then. In this way, we are watering our fruits, namely the desires in our heart. The more we water them, the shanti maapnoti, the kama kami. The kami, if you try to satisfy this desire, you can never achieve peace or tranquility. So I never achieve peace. Similarly, I found a beautiful flower at a distance. And I could get the fragments. When I went near, they plucked the flower. And then I smelled it. It's called the palasa pushpa. When I smelled the palasa pushpa, at once I found all the small worms in the flower entered into my nose. And now they were all inside my nose and they're biting inside. And I'm not able to get them out. He's giving the example of sense gratification. Sense gratification, if you don't do, you get hankering. Oh, that is that flower. I want to smell it. So you see the palasa pushpa, you have seen it? It appears very fragrant. When you keep in the nose, taking a big smell and all the germs, all the worms will go inside your nose. So after the worms go inside, how do you feel? Horrible experience. Similarly, congratulations, when you don't do it, you feel hankering. When you do it, then it gives a lot of suffering. things like that. Or he says, just like a moth at a distance found a beautiful sunflower and it rushed to approach it. When it sat on that sunflower, it realized it was not sunflower. What was it? The fire. It appeared like beautiful sunflower. So for man and woman, interior space appears very attractive, like sunflower. One wants to get an enjoyment. But when the moth enters the fire thinking it to be sunflower, all the space is only frustration. He gets tied up in that, burnt up in that. Similarly, the sensation offered by this world appears attractive, glittering, illusory energy. Because it is Lord's energy, Mamma Maya, Virakteya, very difficult to overcome. So these examples are given to us to understand how Maya offers variables of enjoyment and she will force us to enjoy them. And in order to enjoy them, we work very, very hard. And then when we try to enjoy, at last when you get the result, samsara dushanale vivanishi hiyajale purante nakulni upaya. Samsara dushanale vivanishi hiyajale. This material world is like a forest fire. And this, my body is burning from that fire. So, one should at least begin to realize this fact. That I should not try to squeeze out the enjoyments in this world independent of Krishna. So the more we try, this will be the result. We will only be not to be frustrated. So this is a meaningful prayer. Anadi karma phale paribhava anavijale. Paribhava anadi kiyupai. I don't know how to escape from this. So Bhintuvayana is even a solution to that. Shinvanti jayanti grananta vikshna jale. స్మరంతి నందంతి కవేహితం జన కవేవ పశ్యం కతిరేణ పావకం పవ ప్రవాహో పరమం పరాంబుద. సిద్ధం శృణ్వంతి గాయంతి. వన్ హు ఇస్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ హియరింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం గాడ్ కృష్ణ. గాయంతి, వన్ హు ఇస్ రిసైటింగ్ కృష్ణాస్ గ్లోరీస్. శృణ్వంతి గాయంతి గ్రిణంతి. వన్ హు ఇస్ టేకింగ్ దిస్ మ్యాటర్ వెరీ సీరియస్లీ, అక్సెప్టింగ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ దర్ పర్సనల్ లైఫ్. Adikshnata means continuously, non-stop, not recreationally, but continuously, every day. Nandanti, smaranti, one who is constantly meditating on this in mind, and one who takes great pleasure in seeing others becoming devotees, that is nandanti. Parahitam jana, your devotees, just do all these things, she is telling. Then she is telling, Pashyanta Kiran, then present is telling that very quickly they will find the end of this material existence. The ocean of material existence comes to an end. Because uparama means to stop. Bhavak-pravaha means like a forceful current. Uparama means it becomes satisfied, completely all the way subside. I mean the words of Maya don't attack a devotee anymore. It is engaged in this non-stop part of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all these different processes. Parambuja. So Prabhupada explains that, he is saying, just as when one bows down to the Lord and offers a tulsi leaf next to his sandalwood face at the lotus feet of the Lord, he will at once he can be released from the middle of distance by taking shelter of Krishna's feet like that. Sometimes people, they take, I have seen in Vrindavan Mayapur, they take the tulsi leaves, dried up tulsi leaves, and they powder it and keep it in bottle. Every day they consume it little by little. There are some people. Means that some devotee has this habit. Of course, they take it regularly, and every time they take the tulsi in their hand, they remember that I am taking the dust of Krishna's feet. Only in that one can overcome this material existence. Because Krishna's lotus feet are like a boat that can cross over this material existence. It is such a nice boat. But as soon as you board the boat, which is in this side of the ocean, you find that the vast ocean becomes small, like a puddle, or that the water contained in the hoofs in the cup. Sometimes during the rainy season, when the cows walk, they produce an impression on the ground, footprints. The puddles are so small, and some water may be stored in those puddles. One can, even a child can cross 10 puddles at a time. It is so small. Or the tip of the major map. Then you can draw over the surface. Similarly, the whole vast ocean of material existence becomes like a small footprint of a car for a devotee. And once he boards the boat, after that Sita Krishna, he doesn't even have to row the boat, because the boat itself makes that whole vast ocean become a small water container holding of a car, like that. So this is the only path, the path of devotion service, that can help one to very quickly see the end of material existence. That's the first. Bhagavato darshanam yatsa apunarbhaya darshanam. My dear Krishna, seeing you, watching you means there is no more birth again. One will not have to take birth again. So the first step is to become disgusted with material existence. That we see with acharyas. Acharyas, in their outer points, they write about the material existence. It's like a paraspara to discuss them. Even Devahuti prayed like that. Nirvinna nitaram bhuman atas indriya parshana vena sambhagyamane na patannantum tamakuru. She prayed to Kapila, she said, Nirvinna means disgusting. Nirvinna nitaram bhuman atas indriya parshana. My atas indriya, which means the superficial senses which are actually covering up the spiritual senses. These superficial senses are becoming disturbed due to bodily consciousness. And I find this kind of material attachment to be disgusting. Why is disgusting? Before enjoying, one feels that there is a lot of pleasure. But after trying to enjoy, one finds oneself like a fool. So she said, this is disgusting. Please kindly pick me out of this dark ocean, I mean this dark world. Prasanna andam tamaha prabhu, avatalam te andakutam, into a blind world. Please pick me up from this and place me at your other state. Like second half of the question. Kriya tavapata pankaja, Sita Devi, Sadrisham Vikim Kaya. Just like a small speck. I want myself to be placed at your lotus feet. Because you are supremely pure. You cannot make me pure. So this should be one prayer. Once you want to get out of this kind of enjoying mentality in the natural world, you think it's already enjoying mentality, but it's actually suffering. And you work at suffering at that enjoying mentality. You invite suffering by that. So, Maya can relieve us, free us only when we surrender to Krishna. Manevi yata bhajyante, Maya etam parantite. There is no second alternative. So once you are ready to bow down to Lord, once you are ready to glorify the Lord, once you are ready to remember the Lord, and make Lord a part of one's life so much so that no other thought of Maya can invade our mind. So that the desire for sense pleasures or the desire for name and fame, all those things will go away when a devotee becomes serious in Krishna consciousness. Like Bhaktivinoda Saraswati prays in one prayer, he is saying that the desire for name and fame is like a flagrant prostitute who is a eater of cow meat, cow flesh. And she is coming and dancing in front of me in my heart. And she has captured the throne in my heart and she is sitting there. So this is the point to explain that a devotee not only becomes free from the bodily superficial sense pleasures, but she not also asks her for name, fame, profit, adoration, distinction, things like that. The throne that is there in our heart is meant only for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So we want to see them in our heart. And when one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, at once, all one's attraction for Maya becomes quickly, it stops at once. I was reading the reading of this. If somebody knows that he can help me. Sa sadhanasya vivardhamana virakti manyatra karoti pamsam. It says, I think Vidura is telling to Maitreya and Srimad Bhagavatam. Sa sadhanasya vivardhamana. Sa sadhanasya, one who is having shraddha in shraddha and bhakti in the lotus feet of the Lord, vivardhamana. Increasingly, what happens to him? He progresses more and more. Virakti means detachment. Anyatra. Virakti manyatra karoti pamsam. At once he becomes detached from all the allurements offered by Maya. ഹരേ പാദ അനുസ്മൃതി നിർവൃത്തസ്യ ഹരേ പാദ അനുസ്മൃതി നിർവൃത്തസ്യ ആൻഡ് ആസ് യു ഗോ ഓൺ സർവിംഗ് ദ ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ലാർഡ് ഹരി ആൻഡ് കിസാൻ റിമെംബറിംഗ് ലാർഡ് ഹരി ഇൻ ഹിസ് മൈൻഡ് നിർവൃത്തസ്യ ഹി ഡെവലപ്സ് എ ഗ്രേറ്റ് സ്പിരിച്വൽ ബ്ലിസ് ഇൻ സച്ച് എ പ്രോസസ് സമസ്ത ദുഃഖാസ്പദമാസിഗത് ഉത്തരം സമസ്ത ദുഃഖം all the suffering of the material world, they completely become extinguished. There is no more suffering. Vira Suranda Maitreya is there. The Lord is ready to give shelter. He is in fact inviting every conditioned soul, please come, take my shelter, and be free from Maya. You do not have to suffer at all. Lord is ready to give shelter. For anybody, no matter what your background, there is a nice history in Ramayana. Once, when all the monkeys were preparing for the war in this side of the ocean, before going to Sri Lanka, all of a sudden, one day morning, they found a huge rakshasa in the sky, accompanied by four or five more rakshasas with him. And they were standing in the sky, because the rakshasas had their mystic powers, celestial powers. Like they were standing in the sky. And that one rakshasa told the group of monkeys, he told them, where is your leader? Please call your leader to me. So at once was Sugriva in the front. And he told Sugriva, sir, I come from Sri Lanka. I come from Ravana's kingdom. And my brother Ravana, he has given up his virtue and he has stolen away Sita, wife of Ram. I gave him a lot of good advice, but he was not ready to pay any heed to my advice. And now I have come back here to join hands with Lord Ram. Please kindly pass on this message to your master, Lord Ram. And Sugriva was very suspicious when he saw this rakshasa. He called all the monkeys and told them, this must be a big cheater. Generally, Asuras have a tendency to show some illusions in the sky and cheat the opposite party and easily defeat them. So now all these Asuras have come to cheat all of us because they are thinking that we are innocent people and we will get cheated. Anyway, let us all go to Lord Ram and talk on this message to him. They went and told Ram. And Lord Ram asked the opinion of Sugriva. What do you think? Do you want to join our side? What is your opinion? Sugriva said, you have to be extremely cautious and suspicious, especially with such rakshasas. Because we have seen in the past, there have been so many rakshasas who cheat like this by showing this illusory power. So, my dear Lord Ram, my answer is, for at once you should take, pluck out the trees and take some boulders and leap up in the air and kill all of them. There should not be any delay from our side. Then Lord Ram said, okay, Sugriva has expressed his opinion, what about others? You all tell your opinion. And all the other leaders of the monkey army, they also posed something similar. But some of them said, anyway, Lord Ram, if you really desire to give him shelter, you should at least test him thoroughly before we take him to our side and allow him to be one amongst us. Otherwise it's very dangerous. Then he asked Hanuman. Hanuman told, my dear Lord, you are our master. You don't need anybody's opinion. You are all knowing. Still out of your humility, and because you are worthy personified, you are asking such things to us. Anyway, let me express my humble opinion to you. He said, the world of position appears to me completely free of deceit. Because a person who has a duplicated heart, anybody can easily understand by his expression. His heart is certainly pure, and he wants your shelter. So I find no reason to stop accepting him in our side. This is my humble opinion. So he gave the opposite opinion to all of the monkeys without any hesitation. And Lord Ram heard it. And Lord Ram told all the monkeys his opinion. He told them that anyone who comes and takes my shelter, I cannot refuse to give him my shelter. I have to accept him on my side. Hearing this, Sugriva became very disturbed. He became alarmed. How can we give shelter to an enemy? Again he protested. He said, my dear Lord, he is born in a family of rakshasas, and rakshasas have their mentality. Even if he appears to be good now, over a period of time again he will revert back to his old mentality. Besides that, he has left the company of his own brother and he was going to side with his enemy. He was both assured that he was not safe with his own family. So that is the case. Why should you admit such a person? Why are you taking such a risk? Yeah, Ram told him, my dear Sadhguru, even according to Kshatriya codes, if one seeks shelter, he should be given shelter. But you have said that. I am making a solemn vow in front of all of you today, as Ram said. He said, anyone, if you bow down to me and offer the prayer saying that, my dear Lord, I am yours from today, such a person, such a devotee, right from the point of time, becomes my property. And I give him all courage and protection, and I give a promise that I will never leave him. Let him be a rakshasa, let him be an animal, let him be a human being, let him be anybody. It is my promise to give shelter to such devotees. So all the monkeys, they became so overjoyed hearing this love of Lord Ram, where he told the monkeys that I give shelter to my devotees. They all sort of jai jai, they were very happy. And Sugriva said, bringing the tears in his eyes, he said, my dear Lord, you are actually the master of all virtue. Who can order you or who can teach you anything? I can understand how God-minded you are and how much concern you have for your devotees. Now, we are all very happily accept the vision in our side and treating as one of our brothers. So the other monkeys at once go and get the vision. And the vision came to the associates who were completely devoted to him. And they all saw the process of the basis of Lord Ram's feet. With his gloved hands, he clasped the lotus feet of Ram and told him, my dear Lord, my brother Ravana, he insulted me and he did not accept my good advice. And here I am. I left my family, friends, associates, society, everything, and I am completely taking your shelter. Please kindly give me the shelter of your feet. So here is an example where the Rakshasa is taking shelter of Lord Ram and he is giving him shelter. So why will he not give up shelter for a human being like all of us? Like Uddhava offered his wonderful prayer. Agobakiyam sanakalakutam jujantayapalayadatiyatabdi Vede gatim dasya utitam tatanyam kammadayalam sharanam vadena. Who can be more merciful than Lord Krishna, who gives shelter to even a demoness, Putana, who applies poison in her guts in order to kill the child Krishna? Even to her, Lord Krishna gave the position of Dhatri, nurse in the face of Christ. How can you find one who is more merciful than that Lord Sri Krishna? So Krishna is ready to give shelter to anybody. All they need to do is go in front of him and offer to him, oh my dear Lord, I am your property. That is why the acharyas, they make us offer this prayer. Aslishava padaratam prinashtumam adarsanam marmahatam karotuva tatatatava udadatunam pate patrananakasthu sayuvanaparana. It goes to the same thing. Aslishava padaratam prinashtumam. My dear Lord, you can embrace me or you can make me broken-hearted by trampling me. But whatever you do, I am your unconditional servant. I am offering myself to you. So this kind of prayer is a wonderful prayer. One should offer oneself to Krishna. One should offer one's favor to Krishna. But people ask us, how did you start into this material world? Soul is very pure. Soul is Satchidananda. But even now, in our heart we can see, there are tendencies to be independent of Krishna. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness. There are times when we want to be jolly without Krishna, when we want to be happy without Krishna, when we try to seek some happiness without Krishna. So this tendency which we have now is a sample of the tendency we had in the spiritual world due to which we came here. We chose to be independent of Krishna at that time, and even now Krishna has still left us with that favor to continue to choose to be independent, if they wish for. So we still have the tendency. But we will do that always. So We only chose to be independent of Him. Now we only should choose to become surrendered to Him. So that is in our hands. Just choose to offer your favor to Krishna. Tell Him, just like the Vibhishan offered himself to Krishna and his body, mind and words. So in the same way you have to offer to Krishna. I am offering myself. Enough is enough. I have suffered enough in this world. I have seen enough bodies. I have enjoyed enough species. Now I don't want to continue working in this world. I would like to be working for you, for your pleasure. So when you put tilak every morning, when you put tilak, I always remember, Krishna, this is your product. This is your product. Just like this was made in Japan, you know. Similarly, this is made for Krishna. You put tilak. Morning in Ramadan. I am decorating this body which is meant for Krishna's pleasure. When you put tilak in the body, I am putting tilak for the Guru's pleasure. So this body is my Guru's property. My mind is Guru's property. My words are Guru's property. So if you just make my will one with Krishna's will. If you work in this consciousness, if you use this body for Krishna as his only, then the body will become completely spiritualized. Then you can return back home back to Godhead. So one should offer one's will to Krishna. But on the other hand, we find manis and yogis, they are also struggling to get out of this material world. They are also interested. They have understood that this material world is a horrible place. I don't want to enjoy here. They also want to get out. But what is their method? They don't try to seek the shelter of Krishna's feet. That's why sometimes in a movie they show the hero is tied up with ropes, you know. And he's fighting this way, that way, and trying to roll on the ground, you know. And then at last he gets free. Do you think you can get free from this material existence like that? Impossible. First of all, you cannot even see the ropes properly with our own eyes. Now, in person, they cannot see that their pride can be a cause of their downfall. Their anger can be a cause of their downfall. Especially the impersonal ascetics, whoever is the impersonal ascetic, it is a Rudra who resides in their hearts to this person. When Bhagavatam Prajna is coming, he is saying that if somebody is an ascetic and he is an impersonalist, the Rudra principle results in their heart. For example, Duryodhana. He will get very quickly angry. So impersonalists, they may work very hard, lifelong, for several thousands of years, to overcome lust and all these things. But at last, they fall a victim to the pride. Just like an ant may fall into a small puddle, and get choked up in that, or a honey leaf falling in a bottle of honey. Similarly, these people become a victim to their pride and anger, despite a lot of endeavor throughout their life. So it is not possible for one to become free from mental existence by their own endeavor. It is not possible. Other people, imagine, vimukta manina. Manina means to imagine that I have become free. Even as Shiva says, I cannot give you freedom from this material existence. Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnu Yogana Samsheha. Even the greatest of the lords like Lord Brahma or Indra or Shiva cannot give us freedom from this material existence except Lord Krishna. Tamme Vadidvana Dimrityune Dhyan Yapanta Vidyate Ayanaya Nam Yapanta. There is no other way. I don't know any other way to become free from the material existence other than surrendering to that one supreme Lord Purushottama, who is Lord Krishna, who is above all. He only can order Maya to stop troubling us, to stop acting on us. He only can save us. So the impersonal, if you try to become artificially free, they are like the prisoners who don't abide by the laws given in the prison. Rather, they are trying to find out some loophole by which they can escape from the prison. Like, you know, if you see the road as well, I've been seeing, watching it in the past 4 years, the wall is increasing in height. You are observing? But it was this much, became this much, now it is almost 4 or 5 times of the size of what it was. Probably because I think the trees are trying to jump up and escape from that. So they are going on increasing the height. So the impersonalists are trying to jump up from the wall of this material existence. But they don't endeavor. They do such tapasya, penances to escape from the jail. So somebody escapes from the jail, what will they do? What will the police do? Will they give fire? They will again catch them and bring them back to work. Again they have to work hard. Paragati said, Patantiyaro anarta ishmarandaya. But on the other hand, if a person inside the jail, and he understands that I should not endeavor to escape from the jail, rather I should act exactly like a citizen living in the country. So if you just abide by the laws of the country in the jail, and you become reformed, then they will automatically let you go. They will open their doors to the jail until you might have come, now you can go. Again, you are back to the country, because you become an ideal citizen now. The doors will be automatically open. Similarly, the author will teach us how to act exactly as we are acting in the spiritual world. Advaishta, become non-envious. So once you become non-envious of Krishna, and simply perform the ninefold path of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. It's all going on in the spiritual sky. Kata, Danam, Natyam, Gamanam, Apivamsi, Priyasaki. There is Kata going on. Like all of us are saying Kata here. So there is Kata in spiritual world. Danam, there is song. Every word is a song, every beat is a dance. All these things are going on in the spiritual world. So whatever is going on in the spiritual world, the Acharya teachers should do the same thing here. And by doing them, we are preparing our consciousness to become eligible to live in the spiritual sky. And then we can be, at once Maya will open the door. Why should she hold you? She has no reason to hold you here in the material world. And she will open the door and let you go to the spiritual world at once. Because you become Krishna's servant. So this is actually the procedure. So once you understand how to surrender to Krishna, because Krishna is saying surrender to me, but how? How should you surrender? It is not very easy to understand Krishna. Because Krishna is the greatest, there is nobody greater than him, and he is the God himself, and to understand about him, the knowledge is a devotion. How do we see him? How do we understand him? How do we know what is pleasing to him? Because unless we do what is pleasing to Krishna, we cannot get freedom, right? Everyone in this world is trying to please someone. Like when you go to company, you want to please the boss. Is it not? You want to work in such a way, the boss becomes pleased. You know why? Why do you want to please the boss? Promotion. Is it promotion? So we want promotion in the spiritual world, so we please Krishna. Prabhupada is saying this pleasing concept which we are saying in our woman is not an abstract concept. It's a very easy to understand concept. Everyone is trying to please someone. Like a man is very keen to see that all his work and his job, it is ultimately pleasing to his wife and children, and father and mother. Otherwise, what is he earning a lot of money? He is not able to please his dependents. So he is also very careful to please them. Similarly, once you please Krishna, again the question comes, okay, let me please Krishna, but how? By offering food, by offering him nice dresses and garments, can you please Krishna? By offering him ornaments? It's very difficult to please Krishna. Like when Krishna went to the Pandavas, went to the Duryodhana's court, Duryodhana told him, Krishna, I made arrangements for you to stay in Dushasana's palace, which is best of all the palaces. And also, we have made arrangements for a big feast for you. So, now come on, let's go for the feast. And Krishna said, sorry, I'm not interested. I'm not coming for the feast. And Krishna very openly told him. When someone is inviting for the feast, either there has to be love between both the parties, you should be loving the person, or the person who is a guest has to be in distress, has to be greatly hungry in distress. So then you will come and get some food from you and you will offer him. Neither are you in love with me, nor am I in distress, so I will not come to your house. So Krishna cannot be easily pleased. Very difficult to please person. That is Atmaram. He has everything. He is the source of everything. So how can we please him? We cannot please him easily. But there is an easy way out to please Krishna. Krishna himself gives us a clear indication in the scriptures that if you have to please him, you have to please his topmost devotee, Radharani. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is why it's called Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Those who worship Vishnu are called as Vaishnavas. Those who worship Krishna are called as Karshnas. Those who worship Radharani are called as Gaudiyas. That's why they're called as Gaudiya Vaishnava. So in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we don't worship Krishna directly, but we worship Radharani. That's what Krishna himself says, tells you that. Mahatmanastu maam paartha
దైవీం ప్రకృతి మాశ్రుపహ భగంతనన్యమనసు నా పాపు కాదు మా ద్వేదం.
దాన్ని ఇంతవరకు ధైర్యం గురించే ధైర్యం అది వ్యాకరాన్ని ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్షియల్ యాక్టర్ గోన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ టు గ్యాడ్. మీరు అన్న ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ టు ఆచార్య గారు చేసే సర్వనిర్మాణం పరిత్యజ్య వానైకం శరణం గజ శ్రీకృష్ణ విధుడు గ్రజ గజ ఇన్ వన్ వన్ మీనింగ్ అది వర్డ్ గ్రజ ఇస్ సరెండర్ బట్ ఆల్సో సరెండర్ టు మీన్ గ్రజ మూడ్. నేను అక్కడ గురించి ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ అయ్యా వానైకం శరణం గ్రజ. సో దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ వర్డ్స్ దట్ కెన్ యూజ్ ఇన్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ శరణ్. వైజ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ యూజ్ అబౌట్ గ్రజ ద యాక్చువల్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ వన్ షుడ్ సరెండర్ ఇన్ మూడ్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రజ గోపీస్. సో విజయపతి దేవన్స్ అనేది కృష్ణ డైరెక్ట్ దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్ సర్వెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి. సో రాధారాణి ఇస్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ రోజ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ షీ ఈజ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ మోర్ మర్సిఫుల్ దాన్ కృష్ణ. లైక్ ఇస్ ఇస్ జన్మాష్టమి వేర్ టు ఫాస్ట్ ఇన్ మిడ్ నైట్ చెల్ ఓ క్లాక్ ఎప్పుడు రాజేస్తుంది హౌ చేత ఫాస్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్నూన్. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ దట్ సో రాధారాణి హ్యాపీ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాన్ కృష్ణ ఆస్తం. షీ డజన్ డిమాండ్ సో మచ్ లైక్ కృష్ణ అండ్ షీ కెన్ ఈజీ రికమెండ్ అ సోల్ టు కృష్ణ వెరీ ఈజీలీ. దట్స్ వై ఈవెన్ సౌత్ ఇండియా శ్రీ వైష్ణవాస్ దే అప్రోచ్ లక్ష్మీజీ. దట్స్ ఎ టెంపుల్ ఫర్ పాయర్ నాచార్ ద కాలేజ్ లక్ష్మీజీ టెంపుల్. సో దాట్ దే గో అండ్ ఓపెన్ దర్ హార్ట్ అండ్ డెజర్ట్ అర్ ఫీట్ అండ్ వెరీ వెరీ ఫాలన్ అండ్ యువర్ లార్డ్ సో వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టైమ్ టు అప్రోచ్ యూ డిమాండ్ సో మచ్ సరెండర్ దట్ ఈ డిమాండ్స్ ఇస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ ఫాల్ బట్ యూ కెన్ రికమెండ్ మే because God is very attached to Lakshmi rather than with the topmost devotee. So there's a recommendation. So if you go with the recollector, then it's very easy. So Krishna. So that's why Gaudiya Vaishnava is always under to Radharani, understanding the actual mood of the Lord. And God is very pleased. See, both ways is an advantage for us. One thing is, the Lord is very difficult to approach directly. On the other hand, when we surrender to his devotees, that not only allows us the way to approach the Lord easily, but that is also pleasing to the Lord very much. So both ways it's advantage. And to approach Radharani again is not possible with our limited understanding. How much do we know about Radharani or her qualities, or her greatness, or her position? We cannot understand. But she can be approached by approaching the acharyas in the land. So that is why we said, go to birth of Parakamadeva, Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa. There are so many acharyas coming in the result of this land. And our spiritual master is the person who connects us to Radharani. By surrendering to him, we are giving an offering which is sincere, which is not at all pure, which is tainted with all of our lustful envy, anger, and motivated desires. But then the spiritual master takes it and purifies it completely, and then offers it to his guru, and like Prabhupada will offer it to, but Sanskriti presently will offer it to his guru. It goes on in the line, and ultimately it goes to Radharani. And Radharani is actually the topmost devotee, ultimately offers it to Krishna. So you read the song, Bhoga Arati. Radharani actually cooks for Krishna. Radharani only offers ultimately for Krishna. So when Radharani offers your offering to Krishna, it's very attractive that time. Because by the time it's completely purified and prepared very well for offering. It's a very wonderful thing, isn't it? Because if you directly give it, Krishna will have a place. It is so much contaminated. So in this way, by offering it to our spiritual master, we can ultimately make the offering reach Krishna. So here is Guru Gunnar, you see, he could not attract the heart of Krishna. He could not attract. It's not that the demons cannot attract Krishna. Even demons can attract Krishna if they take shelter of his devotee. When Krishna and Arjuna were traveling all around this kind of the forest, and killing all the animals that were fleeing outside, and also burning the kind of the forest and allowing Agni to consume the forest, there was a Maya Rana. He came running out of the forest. But then he saw Krishna and Arjuna together, and Arjuna was riding bow and arrow, and Krishna was riding the chariot. And he said, they were riding the chariot, Krishna was riding the chariot so fastly. And everywhere the chariot could be seen. Every barabari turned around, he found Krishna Arjuna. Like that. So Mahadana was a very intelligent man. Although he was a demon, he ran சாத் கிருஷ்ணா பட்டியலின் கோபி கிருஷ்ணா இரான் விவன் கிருஷ்ணா அர்ஜுனா விவேந்தன் டு செல்ட அர்ஜுனா விவேந்தன் காட் கொட்டர் சீட்ட அர்ஜுனா டேம் பிளீஸ் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ அட்மிட் பெர்ஃபார்ம் பிளீஸ் அட்மிட்
கிருஷ்ண
அனுகன்ட்டு குரு தர்க்க கனெக்ஷன் பிட்வீன் மிக மிக பரமாத்மா ఇక్కడ దగ్గర ఎవరికి ఇప్పుడు అభ్యర్థి ఎవరికైనా ఎదుర్కొని అంటున్నా నువ్వు గంటలో సమయం బట్టి అసంతాకు నీకు సమయం బట్టి డెవలపాలు అంటే అందుకనే ఎదుర్కొని అండ్ ప్రసాదం డెవలప్ ప్రసాదం అంటే చెప్పి అసలు గురేస్తున్నాయో వారాంతం అది హైల పెద్ద ప్రసాదం ప్రసాదం డెవలప్ ప్రసాదం రెండు రెండు నో వారాంతం ఎందుకంటే ఎదుర్కొనవచ్చు ప్రతిదీ వారాంతం సమయం అవుతుంది ప్రకారం మేము గో అండ్ వ్యాసాక్తి ఎదురుస్తున్నాం పూర్తి కంపెనీ ఎదుర్కొన్న బాబు మా వారిని చేసినా సింపుల్ కాలేజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఎందరు చదువుతున్నాం అండ్ గుడ్ బికన్ ప్లీజ్ అండ్ ప్రశాంత్ బికన్ ప్లీజ్ రైతు బికన్ ప్లీజ్ లూస్ అండ్ బ్యాంక్ ఇప్పుడు చేయాలి సో బిక్రాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆ ట్యాంక్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్ ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ బట్ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్ ట్యాంక్ ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ సో ఎనిమిది రూపాయస్ సూపర్ఫిషియల్ ప్లీజ్ రివేటు ఆర్టిఫిషియల్ ప్లీజ్ రివేటు చూపినా ప్లీజ్ రివేటు రివేటుగా వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బిజినెస్ అరేంజ్మెంట్ ప్లీజ్ ట్యాన్ సూప్ ఎక్స్ట్రాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ రూల్స్ అండ్ ప్లీజ్ అండ్ రూల్స్ ట్యాంక్ మై ప్రెషర్ సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ప్లీజ్ రివేట్ ఇస్ లాస్ ప్రిపర్ మాస్టర్ and as according to the instructions manu yoga padyante bayana tam karantu to such a person can go beyond his meditation and achieve the super krishna and those who don't self center bayana tam karantu to bayana tam bhavantu to welcome to the great maya the remaining maya the current data so చిరపేపా సాగర్ ఉత్సాన్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్ అండ్ ట్రైన్ కమ్యూనిటీ డిజైటర్ అండ్ సెంట్రమ్ వరల్డ్ వైడ్ సో దాట్ దేశం ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ పర్వెస్ అంటే అండ్ హీ టు వండర్ఫుల్ ఆపర్చునిటీ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ సర్వెస్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ డిజైటర్ ప్యాస్ సో కనుకడం జరిగిపోతుంది కదా మిషన్ ఆఫ్ చిరపేపా గురింగ్ గారు హౌల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఫర్ దాట్ అండ్ వీఆర్ ఇది పార్ట్నర్ ఇది దాంట్ అండ్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ దాట్ స్పోర్ట్స్ సెల్టర్ If you just remain in the space shelter and continue your Krishna business like we are doing now, absolutely never. Anybody who can unlock of life can leave this world forever, once and for all, and return back to Krishna. Anybody who can unlock of life. But we have to very carefully cultivate that consciousness, that spiritual attitude in our heart. Anybody. When I speak my face to say, even if I is a very great caller, and it's capable of reciting shlokas in the scriptures, captivating the hearts of thousands of people. If he does not cultivate a proper attitude of surrender to Guru and Krishna, he cannot achieve Krishna. On the other hand, even a young girl who is serving in the kitchen and washing the pots, who is bringing Krishna's names and simply serving Guru with a pure heart and a proper attitude, and she can easily achieve Krishna's faith. అరేంజ్ రీసెంట్గా వెళ్తాం టు నగర్ అది ఒక అబ్జర్వింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ వాన్ అబ్జర్వేషన్ నేను మాట ఆధునిక శబ్దాలు మిస్టర్ మాటర్ గారు సో చిన్న పిల్లలు మంగళార్తి హెల్తారు వన్ మార్ మంగళార్తి వన్ ఇన్ వన్ మంగళార్తి మార్నింగ్ ఐ హెడ్ ద కాన్షియల్ అండ్ అబ్జర్వ్ అండ్ సిబ్బంది ఆర్గన్ కోసం సంచారం కావాలి అండ్ అంటే ఇది బాగా అందర్ ఆర్కరాన్ అని చెప్పాం అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద హౌస్ బ్యాక్ దాని తెలుసు ప్లాంట్ బయట ఎంట్రెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద హౌస్ అని చెప్పి నేను తెలుసు కృష్ణ అయిపోయి నమ్మాను సో నేను ఇంకా చేయాలనుకుని సో కంప్లీట్ వెళ్తాను ఎంటైర్ మార్నింగ్ సో అప్పుడు నోబడి ల్యాండ్ సార్ అండ్ హౌస్ సార్ సంగ నేబర్హుడ్ అంటే కన్నీ తగ్గ ప్రాసెస్ అది హ్యాపీ దీని తెలిసి ఆ జాబ్ చేయడానికి నేను మళ్ళీ ఆడుకుంటాను ఆడమి పెట్టడం సో ఎన్నిటి ఎన్ని వాక్ అప్ లా వస్తుంది ఆ సింపుల్ ఎగ్జిబిట్ కృష్ణ కాన్సెప్షన్ వర్క్ ఇప్పుడు రోజు ట్రాన్స్ఫండర్ హ్యాట్ తెలుగుదే పాప రాకపోయారు తండ్రి ఉమ్మన్నారు నాయనారు చాలారు ఓడి నాయనారు ఎగ్జిబిటర్ చాలారు అనేది ప్రాక్టికల్ వర్క్ తెలిసి బాగా సింపుల్ హ్యాట్ అండ్ పాప రాకపోయారు హరే కృష్ణ
Welcome dear Guru to your feet. Please do not have just one instruction now. And I will not make a show of it. But being given local permission, this is the encouragement. Because we are not at level that we can just do anything silently. But this time or other, in speaking it, this is the encouragement. So how to balance it up there? Because this way for someone, a teacher for others, something hung on.
Tell you then that you, you are not out, and you need the encouragement of spiritual master. So we are answering for it. And on the other hand, you said that we don't have to worry about anything, we can just, we should go on with our duties in fulfilling great instructions. I think if you are fulfilling great instructions, the enjoyment will automatically come. If the guru is asking you, what are you doing? What are you doing? What did you do? You are doing that. Then you have to say, but you cannot be artificially humble, saying, you know, I will not tell you, you know, I am doing what I am supposed to do. You don't have to say like that. You can tell him what you are doing. But, some people try to put up a show. I am not telling about a good devotee, and I am telling sometimes people try to put up a show in front of guru, other times they are not surrendered. But you know, when they are told to do anything, they will escape the best possible way. But when guru comes, friends will come, yeah, and make a big show in front of guru that they are doing a lot. That kind of show I said you should not do that. Otherwise, a devotee is asking what is the guru's instruction, and time to time the devotee then gives reports to guru, what he is doing and how he is doing and what kind of improvement should be got. What is doing? Are they going in the right track? Are they going in the wrong track? All these things should be done with a group. So you don't have the right. The problem is, every disciple may not get the opportunity to have Guru know everything he has to do with them. Especially in our moment, when thousands and thousands of people have come and one group has thousands of disciples sometimes, and it is difficult for the Guru to know about everyone and about everything they are doing. So sometimes our boss used to go and ask Maharaj, you know, my boss is able to give me some instruction. And he said, just to what he said, he will tell him, so he takes the counselor and go and the counselor asked Maharaj, Maharaj, please give me some instructions. He said, all you need to do is just follow the other to what he said. And he followed that. Because he has such a one person, and he said that if you follow that person, then you are following him. He said, fine. And he said, like that. So now I'm getting everything in there. Everything about the person. But then, if the person is sincere, he or she will make advancement. That is the point there. Wherever they are, they make advancement.
మాగంతు మగపద్మం సంగత్ కర్మేంద్ర సుయోగ
ఋషిగా పిలిస్తే ఎక్కడ మంది పేద మార్గం చేస్తే ముఖపద్మం ఉదాసి లాస్ట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వాటర్ సో కాల్ దాస్ వర్డ్ రిటర్న్ టు దాట్ మ్యాచ్ ఇంకా నీ ప్రారంభంగా విడుపు వేదాస్ ద క్లియర్ మైండెడ్ పేద వేరు సెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ వాటర్ సేస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అందులో నెల పాడ అందులో తింటున్నాయా బికాస్ వేర్ ఆర్ డౌట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాచ్ ప్యూరిఫై సోల్ హౌట్ టు కంప్లీట్ దాకా ఇచ్చాను ప్రీవియస్ వర్డ్ ఇచ్చే కరణ పరిష్కరం గ్రేణ స్వానాభావ సరోహం ధునోతు సమలం కృష్ణ సరళస్థాశరతో ధునోతు సమలం కృష్ణ ధునోతు హౌ కరణ ప్రభుత్వం కృష్ణ కథ కరణ ప్రభుత్వం ప్రాణాంబాల సరోహం తెలియదు ప్రజలు ఉన్నాము కాకపోతే మండి స్కూల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ శరత్ పూజన్ రైన్ కామ్ కాటన్ రైన్ క్రమ పాను నేను తండ్రి తీరుత నేను ఎవరో స్వరూపాలు ఎదుర్కొన్నారు అందుకని ధునోతు బయట ఆత్మాలు ఎదుగుతాం నేను నడపాల రిపుడు పాడే రాబో కంప్లీట్ పెరుగుతాయి హాఫ్ పెరుగుతారు ఇంకా పాడదాము తెలుసు చాలా వచ్చి కంప్లీట్ పెరుగుతారు దాని ప్రీతి మాట్లాడుతుంది కృష్ణ కాబట్టి మనసు కాదు సో అనేకం వైద్య బ్లైమింగ్ సోల్ అనుసంధిస్తా ఇలా గురు మంది ఇలా కృష్ణ సరిపోతారు ఛత్రపతి ప్రపన్న ఏజ్ వన్ కరెంట్ సెవెన్ దట్ నాజీ లాట్ అండ్ యూఎస్ అండ్ అంటే ఈ సెల్ఫ్ దీవాలి ఇంటికి నీకు ఇంకా చెప్తున్నాను బట్ యూ క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇన్ఫానెట్ బట్ మంచి ఇన్ఫానెట్ కానీ గాడ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ఫానెట్ అనంతం బట్ నీవు ఏబుల్ టు డూ ద కెపబిలిటీ టు ద జీవా ఈవెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హిమ్ యూరాటింగ్ ఇది నాట్ మంచి యూఎస్ గివింగ్ ద జీవా ద అబిలిటీ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ హిమ్ అదే సో గ్రేట్ సో అవర్ ఇండిపెండెన్స్ ఇస్ మైన్యూట్ దట్ మీ అగ్రీ But with that mind, if you can use it, then one, this complete center, even in the midst of the material world, this portion, Suparaman Padambhujam, the whole version becomes specified. For a few minutes, this version, this material world is not giving any trouble to him. It says, you know, Vishnu Purna Sukhayate, what is happening in the material world? Because he sees the whole material world as welcome to him. He sees all the objects in the material world to be usable objects in Krishna's service. He doesn't actually material. So you should just remove the cataract from our eyes and have a change of vision. You understand that everything is Krishna's property. Vision is a mind awareness. Then you can look at it in the right direction and you will have Krishna's service. Then you know suffering. I think you can see some results around then. Last question. Like I was telling, no one can trace the history of the soul when he comes to the material world. Somehow you have come here. The Lord is promising this picture. If you come back to him, you will not return to the material world. So we have taken his words. We have said that in what he says. So I will not come back to the material world because I already touched the fire once. I will not touch it again. So once you have taken that, and once you have to move to get out of the material world. Because later on, Krishna says that you won't come again. Then what is that? Nāpunam ki mahātmāna. సంస్కృతి పరమాం గత పెద్ద ప్రాణి వర్తంతు పెద్దామ పరమమ్మ వంచి నిజానికి మీరు నాకు కండాకం నైతి మానవ సౌజన్యం నన్ను మంచిగా దాన్ని కలుగుతాను.